Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Numbers chapter 1 transitions at verses 46 and 47, quote, "All who were numbered were 603,550, but the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe," end quote. They were numbered, but in a different way, and not included with the other tribes. Levi was one of Jacob's sons, all right, but his tribe was special. As the Lord explains, quote, "I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine." Numbers 3, verses 12 and 13. Because Levi wasn't tallied with the men of army age, but of God's firstborn, the Lord instructed, quote, "You shall number every male from a month old and above," verse 15. Apart from Aaron and his sons, Levi was divided into three groups. Their responsibility was to set up, take down, and transport the tabernacle and its furniture. Quote, "You shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of the testimony, over all its furnishings, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up." Verses 50 and 51. What a prodigious task! When we studied Exodus, we discovered that apart from the gold, bronze, wood, and linen, just the silver came to 5 tons. Chapter 1 concludes with God picturing the camp, Aaron and his sons guarding the front entrance, the Levites protecting the other three sides, and then, quote, "everyone by his own camp, everyone by his own standard," verse 52. Yes, all had their own special place, but only because God was in the midst, in his own tent, the heart of the nation.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.